morning. Is anyone here today?
Well, Betty's here.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Very good, Nancy.
I guess that it's me again. Who else is here? I hear some beeps. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I hear Mary Jane, and who else?
Yes.
Who was the other person?
Margaret from Fort Worth.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Right, today. And you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Mary Jane?
I'm good.
Good. And Betty, yes. Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Did your rain stop?
Oh, it's still a little off and on at this point.
Okay. Ours has stopped and it's overcast. I think my vitamin D is going to start going down.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking about that this morning.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, even if we can get outside in the sun, how much can we expose when it's 50 degrees?
That's right.
I guess it's better than 30. Anyway, I have a tan, so it's going to quickly fade away.
For sure, yes.
Yeah. Who else is on?
This is Margaret, Tennessee.
Hi, Margaret in Tennessee. So we have two Margarets from the south.
Right.
Let's see if we can...
And it's raining here.
Pardon me?
And it's raining here.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, keep it down there. We've had enough. We had almost 2 inches up here.
Wow.
And we
in the rainy northwest, we have beautiful sunshine, right?
Oh, we'll come out there today.
Good morning, Nancy. This is Maddie from Delaware.
How are you, Maddie?
It's raining.
Oh, it is there, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. That time of year, I guess. I forget, Maddie. Give me your phone number, please.
I'm at 302-993-1127.
Okay.
I looked for those potato chips for you. They didn't have them yesterday.
Oh, wait. I wrote something down yesterday when I was at the grocery store. You guys are going to be really... This is cool. But let's talk... Wait, I have to find a piece of paper. I saw purple potatoes in the grocery store. And the bag that they were in... specifically said purple, not blue. I'm almost positive. Wait a minute, where did I write it? Thank you for bringing that up. The bag said baby purple potatoes for 28 ounces. They were $4.50. And I have a website that was on the bag if anybody wants to check it out.
Okay.
I also saw red and white separate sweet potatoes. I've never seen white sweet potatoes before.
I have. I've seen them both.
Have you tasted them?
They taste identical to the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're white and not, you know, one of the good colors, if you get as much nutrition from the white as you do the colored ones.
I don't know whether they're taking the pigmentation out of them, and why would they do that? I never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I also looked in the potato chip aisle, and I saw a Terra Blue potato.
That's it.
That's it.
And I don't have to send them to you. You got them.
Well, I didn't buy them. 5 ounces for $3.69.
That's right. Me and Monty asked me, how did I get the 5 servings? And I said, I line up the plastic bags 5, and I go 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Right.
That's what I do, and I have 1 a day for 5 days.
Okay, and I don't remember whether I didn't check, I don't remember if I checked the sodium or not, but in potato chips, it's always high. But it's interesting, those say Terra Blue, yet the potatoes actually said baby purple. So I don't know if they're from the same thing or not.
I'm going to go look and see if mine. Yeah, because, you know, I got them in a little knit.
Uh-huh.
In a little knit bag. I don't know if they said blue or purple, but I know it's the same ones I bought before.
No. I didn't try any of it, but just I saw it there yesterday. Said, oh, here it is. Okay. Who else is on the call?
This is Charlene in California.
Charlene in California. How are you?
Pretty good.
And somebody else was saying hello?
Yeah, Linda Brown from Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Linda Brown. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Monty's here, but I'll be mostly on mute.
Thanks, Monty.
Thanks, Nancy.
How are you? Anyone else want to say hello? Okay. I think my husband's finally off the phone, so I can go back to where I have all my information, but I'm going to read the purpose of the call, which I haven't done in a while. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. I'm Nancy in Quality, Cleveland. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The purpose of here today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China Study, the book begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything helpful or beneficial, that you pass the call time and number on to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. So, what's been going on, guys, since we last talked? Well, that's exciting.
This is Margaret in Fort Worth. Yesterday, the lady was asking about breakfast.
Huh?
I also, in my study, add the Siaga along with the green vines.
Okay.
So that adds more fruit to the fruit wood.
Do you actually taste it in there, Margaret, at all?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good. Anyone else have any food that we want to talk?
Well, I'll tell you. Last night, my husband and I had a dance class, and it was around, I think the class ended at, it started at 7, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to eat, so we stopped at the Applebee's, and we ordered a baked potato with their vegetable. They say medley. Didn't have any broccoli, any green beans, nothing.
Uh-huh.
They usually, when they say medley, they mean the squashes, yellow, the green. I think those are the cheapest ones.
Sometimes.
And then, right, and then we had there were three things there. The potato, the vegetable, and, our famous garden burger.
Uh-huh.
Now, they gave my husband a potato that was as big as a, I would say a cucumber, but with a girth, like a potato. It was so huge. I've never seen a potato like that in my whole life.
You got it.
And, of course, him being the male, whether I was the hungriest, they didn't ask, but him being the hungriest, they gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
It was fine,
uh-huh.
And because of the potato, we both couldn't finish it all. It was so good, and we thought of you, Monte, when you said when you get hungry, anything is good. If you think you can't stay on this diet or this lifestyle, just don't eat for 3 days. But we were so hungry after that dancing carrying on. It was so good. We never had anything so good. So that was a good experience.
And you know, it's better to exercise before you eat anyway.
I didn't know that.
Well, a long time ago, Dr. Pedersen was the one who recommended that we do our exercise first thing in the morning before breakfast because we burn fat rather than muscle by doing that. On the other hand, we've also found as far as eating first thing in the morning, it's important to get something in your body within the first hour and, you know, to start the metabolism because if you wait, it's just, you know, it's like starting the furnace in your house in the morning. You need to get, even if it's just, and I've started taking like a spoonful or two of my fruit salad before I exercise, and then I'll have breakfast when I'm finished.
Well, I went to a hypnosis class for weight loss, and what they told me was to, when you get up in the morning, before your feet even hit the floor, have an apple or something to eat right then within the first 5-10 minutes of waking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before you brush your teeth or anything like that. And why, I don't know. They just told everybody to do that.
It starts your metabolism. That's probably right. And also, first thing in the morning, for those of you who don't know, at least a quart of water. First thing in the morning. Because you're very dehydrated after going all night. Although I do take some water in the night with a pill. Just a few chips that some of you may not have heard any other time. Just, and speaking of tips, the chiropractor I listened to on Saturday morning was talking, and just some stuff that he brought up, 47% less likely to get breast cancer if you're using black cohosh. I'd never heard that one before.
You're using what?
Black cohosh.
Oh, cohosh, okay.
Uh-huh. Cinnamon.
Cohosh, we pronounce it a little differently.
I don't know. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm using cohosh, tomato, tomato.
Right. Cinnamon lowers your blood glucose, which we've talked about before, and cholesterol, not blood pressure that I'm aware of. People with Alzheimer's usually have a vitamin deficiency. cancer drugs suppress your immune system, which we knew, and there are natural ways where you can boost your immune system.
Nancy, I heard something else, though, about the Alzheimer's, that educated people, when they are diagnosed, if you have more than a, let's say you're a college graduate, if you are a college graduate and you start with the Alzheimer's, you go down a lot faster than if you were just a high school graduate. It takes longer for the Alzheimer's to set in. It's unbelievable.
Well, if you, I don't know if you guys know, but Alzheimer's is named after Dr. M.D. Aloisio Alzheimer, I believe his name is. So he was a physician, and it can happen. I had not heard that before, but unfortunately, when we get to that point, there's nothing we can do about our education background. It's a little late.
Too late. That's what I thought. When it's too late, then, so you should not become educated, you know, guarding against Alzheimer's, and not have the lifestyle and make money because of Alzheimer's, you think you might get it. Didn't make any sense. I don't even know why they gave us that information.
Yeah. Bottom line is, live today the best you can, and maybe we will avoid what's out there as far as your diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. Anybody watch Dr. Phil yesterday? I don't know about you guys, but I have Tuesdays with Maury was a very special experience for me. But do you know who I'm talking about?
Not COVID, are you?
No. Tuesday with Maury. He was the professor in.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Mitch Albom on, and it was really a wonderful program. I caught when what was that guy's name on Nightline interviewed Maury towards the end of his death.
Right, that was like, Dick Koppel.
Yes, thank you. It was just, it stuck with me. When I read the book, I heard Maury talking to me. And we went and saw Mitch here a couple of times when he was in Cleveland. He just enveloped me. Maury was just such a spirit, and I wondered if his students realized how fortunate they were to have him as his professor. So anyway, it was an interesting program yesterday. We haven't talked on these calls for a very long time about the 10 points, and as much as they've taken a back seat, there's still some merit to knowing about them and to kind of using them. So let's talk about that a little bit this morning. Who wants to tell us what some of the points are? Okay.
Sleeping on the sleep system.
Thank you. I think everybody is right now.
Good sleep is important to good health and weight loss.
And I keep finding more reasons why we need sleep, and that's always the first thing people give up. I am just aghast at people not realizing the importance of that.
Correct.
My son left for the drive to Wisconsin yesterday morning, and I'm sure he left probably in the middle of the night, and I said, what about sleep? He said, oh, you know me, Mom. Okay. Yeah, what do you say to people when they don't realize how important it is? Thank you, Monte. What's another thing that we get points for?
Do we get points for wearing the shoes? I'm not sure. Oh, I've never been on the program. I'm trying to remember.
Okay, exercise, and hopefully, you know, an easy one is to wear cardio stripes and get out and walk for a half hour. Why is that important?
Probably increase your metabolism.
Okay.
Your heart rate or something.
Well, exercise just is so good for the body. And how often should we do that? Once a month, every couple of weeks, what?
I would say every day, 5 days a week.
Good.
If you can.
Very good.
The other thing, too, about exercise, and particularly wearing our cardio strides and whatever, is it boosts our metabolism. But the key to exercise is that in our cardio strides, and just basically exercise itself, too, is that it keeps the metabolism up after you stop the exercise anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. And that's important in regards to good health.
Have you gotten your new cardios, Monty?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I think.
I like them.
Do you?
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a question for you because I know you do a lot of research. Are they the same? I remember when we got the original ones, we were told that just by wearing them, we're burning more calories and it boosts our metabolism X percent. Are the statistics the same with this?
Double.
What?
It's double.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
All right.
That's what it said, I think, in the fact sheet that I read here not too long ago. I got it here someplace.
I've heard this 100%.
It's still better.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the whole idea of the cardio strides. And the other nice thing about the cardio strides, because the weight's on the bottom of our foot, rather than higher up on the leg or the ankle or whatever, is it allows the body to structurally align itself so much better. And that's why a lot of people that wear the cardio strides, I know when the cardio strides first came out, one of the main things that we always heard was that, you know, all of a sudden the lower back started to feel better and whatever. Well, because of the way that the cardio stride is designed and the actually arch inside of the shoe itself and in the shoe basically helps align that spine. So there's a lot of better, there's a lot more benefit to the cardio strides than just for weight loss or increasing metabolism. There's other benefits that are there for us. And structurally, as we get older, we seem to, that's one thing that first seems to start to kind of bend a little forward or kind of get out of alignment, and that is our spine.
So it still aligns the angle with the knee with the hips?
Exactly.
The original one.
And that's why the weight, your weight is so much better distributed within the body. And also sometimes we don't realize it, but a lot of us, if we were to lay down, we might find in most cases that sometimes because of our alignment of our spine, that the way that we walk, and we don't realize it, but you can even do that with walking to be behind people. You can walk behind people and look at their shoulders, and you'll always, and not always, but in some most cases, you'll find that one shoulder is lower than the other shoulder. And that's because the alignment of the spine isn't properly, and that line all starts at the base of our feet, right up to what you just said. When all those can align up, the knee, when the knee can align to the ankle and that bone, the calf bone, I think it's, maybe it's not the calf, yeah, it is calf bone, can align better, everything stays much straighter and stronger. So that's a lot of the benefit and value into the cardio stride. But, you know, if you lay down flat on a table, you'd sometimes find a half-inch difference between the length of your legs, but that's all because, and that's why the alignment of the spine, that's because why the cardio strides are so much more valuable than just to think of cardio strides as weight loss or to boost metabolism. It's to just the more benefit of our body, and there's a word that goes along with that, and they use it in business a lot, and I can't think of the word, but when they design chairs and the way your arm fits.
Ergonomical design.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't have too much of an education up here in the Northwest. But anyhow, there's just so much value in those cardio strides, even if you didn't even put in the additional weights like you can in these new ones, like on our old ones too, the last ones with the black ones we had. But even if you just didn't even wear those, that alone in itself, the benefit of that, of the structure of the body is, I think, very beneficial in the cardio strides. And I'm going on.
How many pounds is the new shoe?
I don't know the exact weight of it, but the new, you can put up to, I think it's up to 2 pounds based upon the, now here again, it's all based upon the size of the shoe. Okay.
Do you use your old weights in that? Do they go in your feet?
The weights are available, can be utilized in the shoe, yes.
How easily are they going in?
About the same.
Oh. And originally when the first cardio strides came out, we were told that they could last up to 3 years. Is that the same thing? Have you heard that for these?
Well, here again, that all depends upon, you know, how of course, again, how much you wear. You know, I wear mine most of the time.
Huh?
And my black ones are, well, the heels have worn off a little bit on each side, you know, as we all do on our shoes,
mm-hmm,
and whatever. But I was actually amazed at the amount of the length of time that my black ones actually held up as good as they actually did. And I expect these new ones to do the same thing, too.
Okay, thank you so much.
And do they, can we have one other question about the shoes? Do they tell you to order them a size ahead like they did the last ones?
Right now they're saying that if think of a Nike tennis shoe, we'll say Nike shoe, if in a tennis shoe, but I heard and read that if you, for women, you order the same size as you would a tennis shoe or a Nike shoe, and for men to wear order a half size larger than what your normal tennis shoe would be. Am I wearing them with cardio socks? Don't ask me that question. I am so ticked off.
I know, but are you wearing your cardio socks with them?
No, I haven't, because my cardio socks have disappeared.
Mm.
I wear those. I used to wear those things all the time. That was, you know, my mother, sometimes we'd go places and she'd say, what kind of lad would you wear some? I used to wear my cardio, well, I wear my cardio strides and my socks all the time, and I've literally evaporated them, and of course, we now know they're no longer available. And
so is there room in these shoes for cardio socks, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, they matter of fact, one of the reasons they say for people, for men, to wear, to order a half a size larger is that usually men wear heavier socks than women do.
Yes, Nancy, this is Darlene.
Yes.
And I have the new shoes.
Okay.
And Lynn Dillman also, and anyway, we're comparing notes. And we think that, like, I usually wear an 8.
Uh-huh.
And I ordered an 8.5, and it's too small, so I have to have a 9.
You're kidding.
First thing, women really need to order, like, a size larger.
Wow.
Because they're very small.
Now, were you trying it with just a regular sock or the cardio sock?
Well, with the regular sock, it will go in, but they're very snug, you know, depth-wise.
Uh-huh.
And so you, like Lynn was saying, if you want any room to wiggle your toes,
sure.
You want an extra little bit of...
So a whole size bigger, right? Have you told me, Candace? Because they're saying women the same size.
Yeah, I know.
Do they come in wide width? So certain women have fat feet. Do they come in wide width?
You need to use the man size.
Yeah.
Oh.
Darlene?
Yes.
That would be something that maybe you did, you know, President's Club or somebody needs to get that information out right away because,
yeah.
And I don't like to, I won't, I'll just say this real quick and then I'll get off the subject, but that's one of the, how do I say this? I'll use the word positive things that people sometimes get upset about, and that's when they order something and they couldn't find us too small. So maybe you could, if there's a way you could get that information to President's Club and they could get that out, that could solve a lot of, situations that might occur.
I know even Ron,
yeah. Okay.
Lynn's husband, he, his shoes were, he has to order another half size larger than what he ordered. He ordered the same size that he got in the black.
Uh-huh.
He has to order another half size bigger.
Yeah, we'll see if somebody can get that information down to Balzer or somebody down at headquarters, if that's what you're finding in the field, okay?
And one of the other neat things about the new ones is the weighted insert.
Mm-hmm.
It has a tab.
Oh.
That they have molded into the insert itself.
Uh-huh.
A tag that you can pull up, like a boot. When you're putting your boots on, you can pull that tag in there.
To get it out.
It has a little thing that you can pull that out with.
That's a great idea.
Wonderful.
Wow, because the other ones were impossible.
Yes, it was a wrestling match.
Yeah. I think that if you can even send Ruth and as many people up there that you know the information about the sizing, because that's something people need to know sooner rather than later, that would be great, Darlene, you know, spread that word out there because I had not heard that before.
Yeah, I'll be talking with Lynn again today, and I know she's in the President's Club. So,
okay. Yeah.
I'll have her get that word out.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome.
Because they've been saying the same size for women and half size for men, which does not sound like it's enough.
Right. That's why I thought, you know, a half size would be fine, because that's what the black ones were, but not so.
So was the black one supposed to be a half size for women or the same? I don't remember.
I don't remember on those.
Yeah, because my black ones were snug, and I was not happy about that.
Right. So I think, you know, a lot of times... Asian foot is maybe very tiny.
Yeah.
And also their clothing, I think, is just like when they had the belts out, and even the large for the women were small, and the X-large, you know, was barely fitting. I don't know. I said, what is with the saving these inches on this material? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm. I appreciate you speaking up, darling. Thank you.
Boy, they really support your foot really neat. Now, Lynn, she was able to get her other size, so she was saying she's been wearing them all day, and she said they are really, really a step up from what the black ones were even.
I'm still wearing the original white ones, and I have a brand new pair up there.
She said these are more like the original ones.
Okay.
So
I wonder size-wise if you would go by what you did with the white ones. I don't remember what size my white ones are. I'm going to have to look.
They advise us on those, I bet, to order a half a size bigger or something.
I think so. think that's right. Yeah. So now you're saying a size.
Yeah, I would do a size because I like to wear a heavy sock in there sometimes.
I love a cardio sock.
Yeah.
With my cardio strides, yeah.
Right, and so, you know. Anyway, but I'll let you know.
Thank you. Yeah, my original ones are a 9, and I wear an 8 or an 8.5 depending on the shoe. So I would probably order these in a 9.
Yeah, and sometimes I even, well, in one of these shoes that I wear is a 7.5.
Oh.
And another one is an 8.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to order a 9, that's way out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we need a shoe store in the town.
Yeah.
Audio shoe store. Well, that was great information. Okay, we have exercise, we have sleep. What else do we need, guys?
Balanced meals, 3 balanced meals a day, plus 2 snacks.
Well, that has changed. I'm going to come back.
I'm
going to come back to that in a minute, Mary Jane, because somebody else snuck in water. Who said that?
This is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You wanted some water.
Well, I don't want to change the subject, but I have a quick question that's very important.
Okay.
Okay. I've been asked several times about our calcium. And our calcium, usually the doctor says we need like 12 to 1,500 units of it. And ours is, it's a 600, that's right, if you take the capsules. And they're saying, well, yours doesn't have enough, meaning, you know, they have to get a different kind. Now, does anybody know... have you ever had that question posed to you?
People forget that they're also getting calcium from food.
Yes, I've heard that, except if you go to the doctor, my doctor said to me, I need to have one that has that many units in it. You know, they didn't say anything about food or anything. So I think that I'm talking about women now, that when you're told that, that's usually... you know, the amount you want that's stated on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I do say, you know, you get some in food.
Right.
I don't really know how, you know, other than you get some in food, that's about the only thing I can say.
Mm-hmm. If they feel intent on getting a full 12, take 6 of the calcium tablets. Again, spread out, because your body, I know, does not metabolize the calcium in large quantities at one time. What I've been reading lately, too, is so much of the calcium that we take in is excreted. It's not even used. I think I recently read something like 10% of the calcium we take as tablets is all we take from them, 10% of the calcium from the tablets. So it seems like there's a lot of controversy now going on about calcium and how much is actually being used.
Okay, so then the other question is, some people think that a lot of the calcium people are taking is like not excreted.
Oh.
In other words, well, I've heard what you just said, and then there's another side that says that's why you can get too much calcium.
I've heard
that one.
Oh,
right. So it's like I'm hearing two different things.
Sure. Do you do muscle testing at all, Phyllis?
I'm not concerned about myself. I think
this was somebody else that you're talking to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, body doesn't lie.
Right. Well, there's one thing, I don't know if Jan is on, Jan Anderson and Don, I asked them to be on because she has a health issue,
uh-huh.
And she doesn't absorb her calcium, so... that's a, you know, another case
for mm-hmm.
calcium absorption. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're on. I asked them if they'd be on so they could ask their question.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're on.
Well, if they're having a problem with absorption, I highly, strongly recommend the Osteodense. Okay.
She is taking that.
Oh, okay.
However. She says there's a liquid calcium or something out there. I think she's thinking of changing because she doesn't think this one is doing it. Now, Monty, I looked up, one ingredient when you have an arse, which is hydroxyapatite, I think. And they say that it's such an excellent addition that they've got in ours that if you look that up, it has a glucosamine. It has several other things there that's not in our bottle. So they're saying we have one of the best ones out there.
Well, when you look at our... When we look at our calcium and you look at the label and you look at all the things that are in there, one of the things they found out through nutrition is that not only do we need calcium, we need magnesium, and we need other things along to make everything work properly. And when you look at our calcium and you look at what's on the label and everything else, that's one thing I've always noticed about Neekin products. You know, here's a company that spends a fortune in regards to the development of these kind of particular products and everything else. And, you know, they, I believe they, it's kind of like that, undersell but overperform. In other words, our products, I think, the way that they're formally designed and everything else, have a whole lot more in them than most other products. And a lot of times people get hung up on either price or they get hung up on a lot of things they hear. Now, what I've always believed in my life, I've learned to believe, and that is I have to figure out something that's going to work for me, that I'm going to be comfortable with doing, and something that I can do. But if, you know, that's the reason I think one of the things that Neekin, in regards to calcium, only put out 600 milligrams, is, for example, in our three tablets. So that way, if a person believes that they sometimes are getting too much calcium or whatever, our product is still available to them. If they feel they need more calcium, then do exactly what Nancy said. You can in turn then double up the dosage to get what you think is the what you think or have been told is the requirement that you should have. So that's one of the things I think. But I believe, yes, I read all what you feel. I believe there's a lot of stuff in our products that we, if we really understood and researched, we would actually understand the benefit of our product.
I think any of the amounts on our bottles are for the average healthy person. They recommend it on the bottle. And I know that, I think Immunity says 2 a day. And I know that if that's all I took when I felt something coming on, it would do me nothing. So, you know, it's for an average, I think, like 150-pound person who is healthy. And then you have to go beyond that to whatever's going on with your body at the time.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes.
Okay. Getting back to the list, somebody mentioned water. Who was that?
Little old me.
Oh, okay. And how much water are we supposed to drink? A couple glasses a day?
You can even double that dosage if you'd like. 8 to 10 glasses, or you can tell them the figure in regards to the weight of their body.
Yeah, which is what? How many ounces?
Well, that's why I asked you to do it.
Oh, half your body weight in water.
Yep.
Okay, we have water. Nutrition. Mary Jane, come back to us. Where did we lose her? Anybody else out there?
Yes, I was muted.
Okay. Tell us, you know, now that we're on the new program, nutrition has taken its little twist.
Yes. Oh, yes, it has. And vegetables, no animal products whatsoever.
A friend of mine is visiting her kids in Texas right now, and she called me yesterday. And she must have been talking about me. I said to my husband last night, they must have been discussing me down there, because in the middle of the conversation, she said, so what are you eating for protein? And she was in the car on the way to, where were they going? I forget, San Antonio. And I said, vegetables have protein. Now, her husband is a PhD chemist, and he pipes in because they were in the car, no, there's no protein in vegetables. I said, he's wrong. And she said something about, well, you know, I've always said you should eat in moderation. I said, I have no limit on how much I can eat. And she didn't say anything.
You see, I have a friend, and her husband is a surgeon. And though she is very excited, and right now her final daughter, we were so happy for her to get this daughter 17 years ago. She's off to Brown University on full scholarship because both of them are Brown University graduates. Dave Stolfitz came out. She loved Dave, and she really wants to do the business. But this is what her husband says.
you guys are trying to put me out of business. And so I said, what can I do? I mean, like I tell my girlfriend, I said, listen here, we're grown women. He's off to work. He has to go all the way from New Jersey to Philadelphia. You can do whatever you want to do while he's away. Whether she would take me up on it, she's excited, but she's afraid to step out there on her own.
Well, sure.
But she coined a phrase for me when I first met her. I guess when my kids were in school. Sometimes my husband and I are talking, and she says, this is what she says to me. She says, my husband need a wife, I need a wife, you need a wife. So sometimes when things get hectic around here, I say, I need a wife.
Yeah, yeah.
But she is not strong enough to step out unsafe, and she sees what the products are doing.
Mm-hmm.
She knows, and she knows deep within her soul that these products are helping people, and she says, this is something I could really do. Because she hasn't used that degree she got all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time you can put it to use and help people. Mm-hmm. In a couple of years, you might even be able to retire him, because now he's tired of going from New Jersey to Pennsylvania every day to work.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So what is she going to do? I keep putting her in my prayers, that's all.
I've heard the story, and I've seen people who have done it, and you know, women generally whose husbands are docs, and some of them succeed and some of them fall out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, so the meals, we discussed that we can eat unlimited amounts of good food. Anything you want to add to that, Mary Jane?
Or there's a tremendous amount of just freedom within it, because you can just do a whole lot of things different than what we normally think of. I had baked vegetables the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely fabulous. We just both picked out on as much as we wanted, and you know, it was good.
Huh?
I'm losing weight.
Mary Jane, did you say you pigged out on it?
I pigged out on it.
You and I are pigs. You and I are sheep. I love that word. It's my husband. We pigged out. Everybody, what are you talking about? We pigged out.
You just slice up some veggies and bake them?
I quartered a couple of onions, and I had some sweet potatoes and white potatoes. I just bought some blue potatoes at the store the other day, and I haven't picked those yet. But,
uh-huh.
I had baby carrots, some peppers left over that were needing to be used.
Uh-huh.
Are they the green peppers, Mary Jane?
They were red and orange.
Yellow?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I have in there?
And what did you do, just put them on a cookie sheet?
No, I put them on a cookie sheet with parchment paper. Okay. I am an advocate for parchment paper because there's no mess. You just leave it up, throw it in the trash.
Right. And then you do
oil.
You just bake it like 3 1/4 for a half hour or something?
375 and, or sorry, 45 minutes. The carrots were still, even though they were baby carrots, they were still a little crispy because they take longer to do.
You could probably put eggplant on there, you think?
I waited until the potatoes were done. When the potatoes were done, I took it out.
Okay. What about eggplant?
I don't know how long it was. What?
Eggplant. Eggplant out on there? Sliced egg?
No, I didn't have any eggplant, but I would do that. That would probably mush up, but see, the parchment paper takes care of that.
Uh-huh.
And
what
I didn't
were
have
the spices?
Any. I just take any vegetables that I have.
That's a good idea.
What were the spices, Mary Jane? What were the spices?
The only spice that I put on it was, I'm heading to the store, Mrs. Dash's, and I think I used the grilling. I've got the grilling blend. And I've got the tomato basil garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talking about garlic, I was at the health food store, and they've got the giant garlic cloves, you know,
mm-hmm.
the giant garlic. And we're going to have baked potatoes again, and we're going to try the giant garlic.
Mm.
Any vegetables. I'd even do like green beans. I wouldn't do peas.
No.
That's too small. But
it's a good one anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
Any vegetable that you like. I mean, if you like rutabagas or if you like just, you know, give
give it a try. The worst you can do is have to put it down the drain if you don't like it. But
that's true. That's true. Thank you so much for that help. All right, we're down to I think there are two more. Anybody? We're way past the half hour. Anybody want to talk about the last two that we take care of? For points.
Walking.
Pardon me?
Yes. Walking. Did we talk about walking?
Yeah, we did the exercise. How about journaling? Everybody loves that one. Why is it important to journal?
Because we can't remember.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you do get a reaction one way or the other, either feel extremely good or feel better, if you notice that that gives you extra energy, then you're going to know that that's your body something is working well with.
Mm-hmm.
And if it makes you feel bloated or foggy or not as good as you would like to feel, maybe there's something there that you should take a second look at, find out what's causing that, because people do have food allergies.
Right. And just because you have it today doesn't mean you're going to have it tomorrow. I've definitely found that out. You need to just stay off of food if you are allergic to it, but come back in a couple of months and try it again, because your body does change. And the last one is the nutritionals. Anybody want to talk about that a little bit?
As careful as we want to be with the food that we eat, we cannot be sure that we're getting everything that our body needs and supplies some really wonderful products for us. And that way, we're assured that we're going to be having, our body's going to have materials to build with.
Yeah. I know that once I was doing the plant-based for a couple of months or so, I decided to stop taking the fruit and veggies. And then I was reading the ingredients to somebody one time, and I thought, wow, I'm just going to take two, but there's certainly stuff in here that I'm not eating on any kind of a regular basis. So I cut down to one a day instead of two, and I felt that that was covering my base. Okay, this has been a long call. I'm sorry to go on like this, but we haven't really talked about the numbers for a while, and I thought that kind of, we ought to bring it up again. Anyone have any last-minute questions or concerns? Okay, I'm just going to quickly read the closing statement. I want to thank everybody on the Active Pilot Study Group for your time commitment to this program and all of our guests who are on the call, whether you were listening or participating this morning. If you have any questions or comments, go back to the person who invited you on the call. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for all your participation this morning.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day, Nancy.
You too, Mary Jane.
And everybody. Okay.
Thanks, Nancy. It was a great call.
Thanks.